Larry, as you're dealing with the aftermath of everything and Michael is getting things straightened out for the press conference, you receive a phone call from Kelvin McDonald. Larry, he says.
Oh, Mr. McDonald. It's so good to hear your voice. I take it those bastards either got scared or at least made good on their promise to let you go.
Yeah, I've been in touch with Springley, the local FBI guy. He filled me in about the raid, and I filled him in about my little vacation. If it weren't enough, I also got a phone call from the President of the United States to congratulate me on my bravery, which of course held me up a little bit and prevented me from calling you.
Oh, well, we've been cleaning up. It's absolutely no concern.
Do you have time to visit my mansion?
Of course. Right away. I'll bring Flux. Lightshow can stay behind and manage the press and details with Michael.
Good, good. I'll be here all day. I need some rest. But don't keep me waiting.
Of course not, sir. I hang up and I go fetch Elvis. Elvis, hey, get your suit back on. We're gonna meet with Kelvin McDonald.
They let him go?
Evidently. How do I look?
Fine. You look good.
All right, good. Come on. Let's get to the car. Hey, Michael, we're gonna go meet with Mr. McDonald.
He's loose? Okay, all right.
What about all the press stuff?
Michael understands. This is more important. How do you fight crime, Flux? With funding. A soldier has to eat to fight. A superhero needs money for his super gadgets, his infrastructure networks, everything. And not only that, a superhero needs a regulatory system relaxed enough to let him do his job. Seeing McDonald and making sure that we leave in his good graces is always going to be the most important thing we can ever be doing.
Well, but what are we going to tell him? The attack on Mercury's compound didn't go that well.
Didn't it? We took down a major hub of their operations. We destroyed some of their weapons, captured some villains in their ranks. I think it was the fireman or something.
The guy with the napalm?
Yeah, him.
He calls himself the fireman?
Yeah, the guy's an idiot for branding. You can't copyright fireman.
I guess all that's true, but why would McDonald be happy about that?
Because it goes to show you don't mess around with McDonald or Unstoppable Industries. They went after him, we went after them. We need to be very firm on that. Whatever else happened, we went to bat for McDonald. And he needs to see it that way, do you understand?
Okay, yeah.
You get to McDonald's place, they buzz you in, and you're led in by a butler to the dining room. There McDonald is sitting. He has a bottle of wine out and a few glasses. The bottle is already open. He says, "There, my boys. Have a seat. Would you like some wine?"
Of course, I'd love some.
Oh, no, thank you. I try not to drink. And especially not while in uniform.
It's okay on some occasions, Flux. This is one of those occasions.
Well, I don't normally...
Flux, I insist. Besides, it's unlikely you're going to get a chance to enjoy the kind of vintages that Mr. McDonald likely owns.
That's the truth. In fact, I wouldn't normally open this bottle. This is the bottle that green lunatic opened when he kidnapped me. Now that it's been open, it'll go to waste if we don't drink it. So please, help yourselves.
What should we drink to, sir? Freedom?
To law and order.
Law and order it is.
Well, I've been in touch with the FBI, like I mentioned. Apparently the two of you took a beating.
I have to admit, we played a hand a bit outside of our element, sir. But the important thing is we delivered a thrust that they can't ignore.
Elvis, your phone rings. It's your mom.
Hold on. I have to take this. Hello, Mom?
I grab Elvis's phone and I drop it in his drink.
But that might have been...
Fine. Fine.
That might be an emergency. She could have fallen.
Elvis.
How's she going to call me now?
Okay, I'll buy you a new phone.
You know, sometimes just a little copper adds taste to a drink. I've never heard that being the case with wine, but then I've never tried it.
I think a phone will give you hints of lithium and zinc.
Anyway, the guy that kidnapped me has already been put on the FBI's most wanted. They're offering $100 million, dead or alive. Prefer dead, personally. McDonald gets out his phone and shows you the website.
We'll be excited to claim that bounty soon.
I think we should continue cooperation. My kidnapping and your sting operation coincided, which has split the attention of the newsrooms. They haven't realized yet they need to put these things together and report both at the same time as being correlated.
We're getting together a press conference right now. If you'd like, we could bring you and your wife on stage to discuss the incident.
My wife isn't a great actor. We have an arrangement. Yeah, and she'll lose a lot of money if I get murdered or die mysteriously. Beyond that, she was angry to have the house intruded on. I don't think she'll have a lot of waterworks to milk the crowds with.
Oh, well, that's all right. One of our guys, Lightshow, can create illusory images of people. If she'd consent to us using her likeness, we can deliver the most heartfelt account of the event that Lightshow can imagine. The best part is, he can be reading a script from behind the scenes and it won't hurt the quality of the illusion. The audience will have no idea.
You send us a form, then. And now, more importantly, I'm going to give you information about the bank account that we used to pay my ransom. Kid here is a super sleuth or something, right?
I'm more of a tech genius, really. inventor, you know.
Can you invent a way to hack into the bank mainframe, figure out where the money went?
Well, I mean, they generally hire some pretty competent people to do their security for stuff like that. I mean, like, whole countries try to hack into banks all the time. So, I mean, without someone on the inside, I don't know how I would do...
McDonald slaps the table. Darn it!
Social engineering and espionage tended to be Kimon's line of expertise. But Kimon is a bit helpless around computers.
I heard about Kimon. Good riddance, he was mangy. But a shame he took a good thing with him.
We'll be looking to replace his skill set, but preferably without quite as much criminal baggage.
I might be able to help you with that. Though, incidentally, not without the criminal baggage. But I think you'll like what I've got to propose. Larry, I'm actually not just here in New Jersey, Delphia to see a baseball stadium. After the death of Captain Momentum, I realized that we've been wasting entirely too many resources on super individuals who are then difficult to replace once they're gone. We got hundreds of super individuals sitting around in prison doing menial work, which is far below their natural potential.
Certainly. I think that's an issue that we've had for a long time in society. The warden of Luna Island, Mr. McIntosh, and myself were talking recently about the problem.
Sure. And doesn't it feel that things are getting a little out of control here in the area? If a billionaire like myself can be abducted from his own home, surely no one in the city is safe.
Well, we do have to disagree there. See, it's my responsibility to ensure that our brand represents exactly that safety to the city, so...
Well, that's where I can help you. Mr. Lauer, what if I told you that I would stop at nothing to help you capture the man who kidnapped me?
Well, I'd believe that right away.
And what if I told you I was willing to introduce you to a pilot rehabilitation program that'll quickly refill the lost ranks of your staff, without requiring a great deal of needless training?
Well, if you can do that without the cost of paying for it, I'd be impressed.
Well, I got a treat for you. All right, I'll get some things in order. When's the press conference? I'll meet you at the station?
We'll make it a whole sit-down interview. Talk show stuff. Production value. We'll get the crowds laughing and crying. Tomorrow morning.
I will see you then. You can take the wine with you if you want.
All right, thank you, sir. Flux, let's go.
You guys get out of the house and begin on your way back to the tower.
You drop my phone into a glass of wine.
Calvin McDonald is not a man well known for his patience or humor, Flux. He wasn't going to tolerate that for more than a second.
My mom could have fallen down the stairs, and now she thinks I don't care that she's dying.
Okay, all right, look. Here, you can take my phone. I'm sorry, okay?
Okay, fine. I call my mom. Hello, Mom? Are you all right?
Hi, honey. Fine. I was just about to ask the same thing. I was calling because I heard the news that you attacked a bunch of criminals, but you didn't call yet, so I got worried. I kept thinking, what if you fell down the stairs?
Oh, I didn't fall down any stairs, Mom.
Your mom keeps you on the phone for the rest of the trip back to the office, where Michael is going over the details of the press conference with Light Show and a few staffers.
All right, Michael, change of plans. Calvin McDonald would like to join us and talk about his harrowing kidnapping. I want this to be a full sit-down interview, so call one of the networks and get us a talk host. Hour-long segment.
Michael asks, do you want me to call Shore Vision or Wegman Club?
It doesn't matter. They'll both air the show. We just need one of them to get the production together.
Yeah, I'll go with Wegman. I talked to him at a party a couple of weeks ago.
Great. Light Show, you're going to be pulling double duty. I need you to handle Kimon and also McDonald's wife.
Light Show says, oh, well, I think I know Kimon well enough to ad-lib. But I don't know anything about McDonald's wife.
We can get you an outline for her and some sample recordings of her voice. Would that be enough?
Yeah, in terms of my skill, but I have reservations enough about pretending to be Kimon. You know how much he'd hate it.
Look, we're dealing with an optical nightmare right now. If people know that Kimon died on that raid, it's going to look like we're falling apart and people will begin to panic. Investors will leave. Criminals will feel like the raid was a win for them, even though it wasn't. Meanwhile, if Kimon survived, that means that we managed to yank Mercury's pants down and make him look like a fool. If he can't command respect, he can't command an army.
Right. I mean, I get that. I even think Kimon would be pragmatic enough to go along with that, which is why I'm doing it. But why am I impersonating McDonald's wife? She's still alive.
She's not naturally a very sympathetic person, apparently.
Neither is Calvin McDonald.
He's got his charms and an attitude. I think people will like his desire to fight back, and that's the angle I want to go in, anyway.
Okay, if you're sure.
Hey, won't we have to be really careful during an interview, though? Like, if we put a hand through Kimon or McDonald's wife, everyone will know they're not actually there.
Oh, no, my illusions have physical force. They're, like, not holograms, but they're not real, either. You could shove them, slap them around, whatever. Don't be afraid to make contact if it feels natural.
Okay. I guess then, Larry, what do you want me to do in all this? I'm still a bit camera shy, and I don't have nearly the same confidence as everyone else.
You're doing fine, says Light Show.
Weren't you just saying you were some kind of inventor? That was on your resume, right? Why don't you invent something?
Wait, you're an inventor?
Well, yeah, I mean, or like tinkerer. I invent stuff, I guess. I invented my super suit, my teleporter.
Like a super inventor? You go in a room with a few paper clips and a pocket full of magnets and come out with a ray gun like that?
Yeah, I mean, kinda. That's how I've been able to parse everything that Daryl Masterson was doing for Mercury before he, you know, got executed.
Well, invent something for the talk show.
Like what?
How come I've never seen you invent anything? That's like my power, but with real physical objects.
It's not like your power. I can't just make anything. And no one has ever asked me to invent anything for the group before.
Didn't we have you make a virus once?
Yeah, that's not inventing, though. That's just basic programming.
Flux, if I'd asked you to make some kind of radio receiver that would track the location of the criminals who called Mrs. McDonald, could you have done that?
I mean, like, I wouldn't even be inventing a new technology there, per se. It already exists. But it doesn't exactly work like a magic wand. There's a bunch of hurdles.
Flux!
Even if I had, I don't know if
you
it would have worked.
Have to volunteer this
and
information.
And I can't just make a ray gun out of paper clips and a few magnets. I would at least need a copper coil, a battery, and some rubber insulation. You have to spin the magnets around the copper coil if you want to generate electricity.
Yeah, okay, all right, shut up about the magnets. Okay, just let me think. What if you built a device to capture Mercury?
What kind of device? Because you were just going to trap him in a box of ice, and I thought that we all agreed that that plan didn't need help.
Elvis, the people are going to be far more impressed by a technical doodad than they are by me making a box out of ice and saying, yeah, he's going to go in here.
But what would I make? Would I invent a box of ice?
Oh my god, like a straitjacket.
To catch liquid metal?
A straitjacket with a bottom so the liquid doesn't come out. How about?
You're describing a onesie. That's not a straitjacket.
I want you to build me... You're right. If people see you holding up a onesie for a grown adult man who's a criminal, they'll think we've gone insane.
Well, I'm not saying a onesie wouldn't work. I'm just saying that you're asking for a straitjacket, but you're describing a onesie.
I think for adults they're called pantsuits, actually.
Pantsuits have holes in the bottom for your feet, and a onesie covers your whole foot, so really it would be a onesie.
Okay. I want you to make a futuristic-looking, maybe mesh onesie that can close around Mercury and become whatever weird shape he tries to become. Is that correct, mesh?
Well, it might be. That's an interlaced structure, but in a lot of use cases, what you'd describe as a mesh isn't what you'd want to use to hold in liquids.
Well, I want an airtight mesh. Can you do that?
There are meshes that can do that, but the problem is that a flexible mesh has a lot of engineering drawbacks for that.
Okay, maybe not a mesh. Does it have to be a mesh?
A tight enough rigid mesh would hold in liquid pretty effectively. You know, like a carbon weave would make sense. But then that wouldn't be a flexible onesie. That'd just be like a very strong tube or something.
Does it need to be a mesh? Does it have to be?
Well, no, I mean, like, a mesh probably wouldn't be the first thing that I would go to in order to hold liquid in if I also wanted it to flex, especially if the liquid is alive.
Well, what are my options besides a mesh?
Well, if, like, I would probably go in the direction of, like, a dilatant polymer that would make a lot of sense.
Lightro says, yeah, see, there's the super inventor talking. Dilatant polymers... I assume there's also some molecules and a quanta involved.
Well, of course there's molecules. I mean, I'd like to see you build anything without molecules.
Can you put AI in it?
AI?
Yeah, you know, like ChatGTP or whatever.
You want the suit for catching Mercury to have a chatbot in it?
No, I want AI. This is for marketing. I want to tell people that the suit is AI-powered so that people think it's cutting edge.
I don't see any way that ChatGTP would help.
It doesn't matter if it helps. It's just for marketing.
But what does it do?
It goes in the suit, and then legally we can say the suit is AI-powered.
But it wouldn't do anything.
It's for marketing.
I could give the suit Wi-Fi, and it could connect to a chatbot with internet, I guess, but then it wouldn't do anything.
It makes it so that we can say it's AI-powered, and then we can't be sued for false advertising when we say that.
I could program the suit to detect if it's in contact with the person, and it'll close up on them, but that would just be a normal working program. If I let an LLM do that, there's no telling what it might do.
Elvis, if you tell me one more time why a chatbot does not improve this project, I'm going to slap you.
Lightro says... So, how would it actually work? I mean, can we use it? Do we have to make Mercury put it on himself, or...
Lightro, this is why we say it's AI-powered. After we tell people it's AI-powered, nobody has any idea what it can do. They just assume it does what we said.
Are you gonna slap me if I point out how that doesn't help us actually catch Mercury, though?
I would prefer it if the suit actually did work, but, I mean, the suit is AI-powered, regardless.
Elvis, could you make it so the suit is like a grenade? Like we throw it at someone and it wraps around them so they can't escape?
So, I could.
Okay, there we go.
But you're not going to like how much money that would cost.
Light Show, can you just make an illusion of a mesh suit grenade?
Not mesh. A continuous dilatant polymer.
Elvis, you draw the blueprints. I'll make an illusory prototype.
With AI power.
Wearing lingerie if you want. I don't care.
See, Flux, that's the kind of attitude I want to hear.
I am trying to build what you want. It's just that everyone is bad at communicating.
And the team breaks. Each go to work on their own projects for this crucial public project.